The Me Too movement has blown the curtain back on sexual assault. As KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports, the conversation feels long overdue for many in our community, but it can also be a painful reminder of the past. And a warning, this story talks about rape.
When Kathy Sauber read the news about film producer Harvey Weinstein and allegations of sexual assault against him, she wasn't surprised. Sauber's been assaulted. She knows how common it is. But as the stories piled up, as the list of names grew longer, her anxiety kept building.
I've been living my life, dealing with it, kind of put it out there, out of my mind. And then when that came on, I just went, it just totally triggered me again. You know, it made me sick to my stomach.
Sauber makes her living taking pictures, and this was starting to impact her work.
I kept thinking that the worst was going to happen. Like every day, something bad was really in this world was going to happen, whatever that might be.
Sauber thinks she's not alone, and she's right.
Students and survivors as well are on a roller coaster.
Melissa Tumas is training and education director for health and wellness at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Some days folks feel really hopeful and inspired and amazed by the things that are coming out. And then on the other hand, it can feel infuriating and people are very angry and upset and frustrated.
Victims of sexual assault often don't talk about it. A 2016 UW-Seattle campus survey produced a revealing statistic. Among students who said they were assaulted and didn't tell anyone, three-quarters said they just wanted to move on and forget about it. Kathy Sauber knows that's not a good idea. She's talking about her assault in the hopes that others will seek help. She says her father first put his hands on her in the dark room. Sauber was 8.
I knew there was something wrong about this. From that moment on, I was scared of him. And I didn't know why. And it was really confusing when a family member does it because your survival, it depends on your parents.
Sauber says as time went on, the abuse escalated. Sauber says she was 12 the first time her father raped her.
We went hunting and we were just sitting there in the snow waiting for deer. And then that was the first time that he raped me. In the snow. In the freezing cold snow in Michigan.
Sauber says her father warned her that if she told, her mother would leave. Then, she says, he told her he would kill her. Sauber says she numbed herself with drugs and alcohol. She says the last time her father tried to assault her, she was 16.
I shoved him across against the wall, and I said, if you ever touch me again, I will kill you. And it never happened again. That was the end of it.
Sauber tried to move on. She left for college, but things started to fall apart, so she made an appointment with a therapist.
And I told her what had happened to me as a kid, and she said, if you don't deal with this now, you're going to have to deal with it eventually. You can't just push it under the rug. And it was true. She was absolutely correct.
Her father is now dead. In the 4 decades since he last assaulted her, Sauber has built a network of people she can trust. She wants that for other survivors and sees the Me Too movement as an opportunity for a deeper conversation. So does the UW's Melissa Tumas. She and other educators are training students to step in and help.
You have 60 students who leave that training who feel empowered to speak up the next time they see a situation that could potentially be a higher risk situation, or even something as like interrupting a joke that minimizes violence, like a rape joke that someone might use.
There's a lot of hope right now, but Tumas says the system for reporting sexual assault must change too. Kathy Sauber says if you've been assaulted, start the conversation. Bring it up with an understanding friend. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.